AfterBuzzers to another episode of Love and Hip Hop Hollywood Season 5, Episode 4, The D Word. We have Solo Lucci blowing money fast, Lyricon A1 are having a showdown in matching tracksuits, and we have a special guest in the building. Mr. Ray is here, and we're playing a game of Guess That Bar, and we got some news and gossip. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
So I'm your host for this conversation piece. Thank you so much for tuning in. Who do I have on the panel with me?
What's up? Back again on this lovely Tuesday. I'm Kayla Renee.
And I'm DJ. What's up, everyone?
And our special guest, thank you so much for stopping by, Mr. Ray, a.k.a. Rachel.
Rachel's here today.
Okay.
Rachel's here. We're at the crab leg, so Rachel's here.
All right, so we got to get into this episode. We have so much going on.
Girl.
Let's just start with Sierra Marie. She's the opening scene. She got some new music.
Yes, Vacation is on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She's looking good.
Just go on iTunes and try to download it.
Let's do that now. She looks good. She sounds good.
Yes. Yes, she looks amazing in her
Jennifer
green screen
looks
look.
Amazing, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, so I think she's on the right track. What mm-hmm. do you guys think? Well, first of all, let's overall... Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the episode. What do we think about?
Ooh, child, the messy. I think every storyline is getting messier and messier and messier, and I'm here for it.
Mm-hmm. I'm here for it as well.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. The messiness just continues. Like, I can't even.
It's, every week,
I have a drama-free glow this season. I don't have nobody trying to attack me or anything crazy like that, so I'm calm That's for good. Now.
How did you come to that place in life?
After last season, it was either I'm gonna quit or I'm gonna come back and just suck it up and deal with it and try to grow from it. So I've tried to be classy and be mature this year. Some people like to bring Rachel out, and she has no problem getting an Uber and pulling up wherever she needs to go. But I've been having fun this season. I really have. And I've been enjoying watching the show. I did not like watching it last year, mm-hmm. For obvious reasons. But, no, I definitely enjoy watching it this year.
Yeah, all right. We see you like you're in a better place.
I'm in a good mood. Life is good. I got multiple shows on multiple networks. Mm-hmm. You know, Mother Has a Man. Life is good. I'm really blessed. You know, we have a lot of, you know, new life in the family. So just things are prospering all around. So.
Okay, booked and busy.
All right.
In real life.
Okay.
Not just for Love and Hip Hop.
All right. That's right. So let's get back into Tierra and her new music. Mm-hmm. So we get introduced to her new man who's doing all these things for
Akbar
her.
Akbar is fine. I'm sorry, Tierra. Akbar is fine. He can choke me.
Y'all, look, see,
he can make a video of me. He can choke me.
Ray, I'm going to have to disagree, love. Only because I'm not into the light skins like that.
He got great eyes.
Look, they crazy, too. And he was giving me
crazy.
Like, he was giving me real psycho.
He was giving me, like, stalker, serial killer type vibes.
Y'all always say that because of that movie that Sanaa Lathan was in. That's the only reason y'all say that about Akbar.
Not really, look, perfect man.
He seemed very controlling the way that he was just talking to her.
Well, did you see the pictures on the internet? I would let him control me. Did you see the pictures?
He was giving me
Tierra didn't leave because she didn't want to. She left because she knew what she was going home to. Let's be very real here.
So do we
think Tierra is stupid?
We had a theory here that she leaked it herself.
Well, you know, revenge porn is a law. That's because whether you put it on your own out of yourself or if you say someone else did it.
Oh, really?
It's still illegal.
Oh.
So, like, if she did put it out there, that's kind of stupid. I know TT's smarter than that, but she couldn't leak her own stuff and then say he did it and then he comes back and says she did it, because if she did it, that means... He accompanied her. He basically went on with her lie.
He's right.
It just got real messy.
It got messy, didn't it?
What's the lawyer's name that's always in the news now?
What's her
lawyer.
Name?
Oh, Walter my God, Mosey? I forgot. No, the lady. She's like always representing all the celebrities.
She was totally black China, too.
Yeah. Mm. But her, and then it was like 50 Cent coming in and adding his 2 cents, too. It just got real messy. I was like,
messy
how true is this?
Him accusing her accusing him, and then you even had
50 Cent.
Former cast members, other celebrities jumping in it, and it was just, it got to be a circus. Like, I did not, every day I woke up, I'm like, oh, Lord, what's so shame to do about Tierra Marie?
I I didn't even see it when it got exposed. I missed it.
I saw it now.
I was like, I missed all the pictures.
And Tierra is a pro.
you gotta know what you're doing if it gets leaked, okay?
Everybody said she did better than China, though. So I was like, okay, well, all right, give sis her kudos then. Look, I don't even need to see it then.
Okay, Tierra knows what she's doing.
I don't know.
But I just don't agree with it being leaked. Whether she did it or he did it or however it got out there, I don't think it should definitely. You know you do good at what you do. It doesn't need to be for the world to approve.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then 50 Cent jumped into it. I mean,
that was messy.
Yeah.
Y'all know 50 Cent messy, period, though.
But we live for his
mess. I live for it. I'm here.
And but you know him and Akbar are friends, so do you think some of that petty rubbed off?
They are?
Yes, that's why he leaked it. Oh, that's why he retweeted it.
This is news.
Yeah.
Wow. This is news.
And so Tierra.
I didn't know that.
Yes, so Tierra was going to sue 50 Cent because he retweeted it.
Wow. She's going to sue 50 Cent because he retweeted the picture.
Yes.
Ooh, child.
Well, I hope you don't try to sue me, bitch, because I retweeted it, too.
Right? I know millions of people retweeted
that. That was a big old eggplant.
I'm mad I didn't see it now, y'all. Look.
Girl, we can Google. Look at his air safaris.
Ooh, I don't mind flashing back to that. So she left rehab. Mm-hmm. She's doing better. Mm-hmm. It seems like he has good intentions to keep her on the right track.
But checking her in public is not right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to have to jump to Solo Lucci's event. And yeah, because him coming up about Nikki, I'm like, what is his whole issue with Nikki? It's like, does he kind of feel that she's like a bad influence around Tierra? Or
I don't think that's what it is. I think because she's a boss, he doesn't want Tierra to align herself with him because she can, you know.
Yeah, grow her legs and walk.
Exactly. And now she's dependent on him. Yeah. And he's dependent on her to get this role on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood.
Not a role. We are not a movie. We do not have a script. This is a reality TV show.
I think he's playing a role, though.
He's playing a role, all right. I'm going to say the word. Because I don't need nobody trying to run up on me in a parking lot. But I definitely will say that the role that Akbar has taken since that video and picture has been released has been less than pleasing.
That's crazy. I don't know. I just feel like with the name Akbar, I wouldn't trust you. Sorry.
He got green eyes and he light skinned and we know what he got. So again, he got three pluses right there that you can be like, you know what? I'd have had this Hennessy. What's up?
And he also has a wife.
Ooh, we're going to have to get to that.
Like, I did see that in the trailer. There's a wife and there's another woman.
Another.
I mean, you know how those guys in Africa be having multiple
concubines.
Is he from Africa?
I'm just using that example.
We're going to have to do our research on
Akbar. We'll do some research and I'm going to come back and figure out who these other women are because I saw the trailer and Paris tried to run up on somebody. Yo, it's in the trailer.
Paris looked like she can fight, though. I'm like, I wouldn't want Paris's hands. Look,
yo, Lord.
I can't talk about Paris.
Short God bless time. Her.
Shout out to Paris.
We're going
to
get right into Donatella's radio show, Lyrica G show up. They do an interview. She has some random dude in the background. Like, he wants Pup so bad.
No,
like,
don't do my friend. Like, that is Jay Will. He's a cast member.
Oh, when?
His name is Jay Will Candy. He's a whole cast member. He has a bio on the website.
What? Was he just like the engineer at Dash? Or
no, he was supposed to be. He actually was there and he actually checked Lyrica's mama, but they didn't show that.
Okay.
Oh. For talking about Katie Michelle like
Ooh.
That.
Oh.
But Jay Will is a huge internet personality. That's He got more followers than all the newbies combined. No shade to any of the newbies or some of the current cast members or recurring. But he has a very large, he's about to be on Wildin' Out for the new season as a main guy. Oh, so shout out my homeboy Jay Will Candy.
See, that's
but they did just have him in the background sitting like an engineer. Like,
yeah, I was like, who is he? First of all, I did not know Donatella had a radio show at
Dash.
I'm like, I did not. She's PR. She all over LA.
Right.
Like,
she's running LA.
I was going to say she's out here.
I love Donatella.
And shout out to Dash Radio because we were just there last night, as a matter of fact.
We was there doing another interview. I've been booked and busy. You
okay,
know.
we stay with the content, okay?
Yeah, but shout out to Donatella. She's really cool. I don't even show her a lot. Last year, but I partied with her and Apple. Me, Donatella, and Apple all hung out.
Why Mona just be putting Donatella in the shadiest and messiest moments? Though it was like, look, last season it was like Masika and Hazel's little fight or whatever on stage.
You know, Donatella's like maybe 4'10".
She's so tiny.
She's so little, and she like, that accent is real.
Yeah,
and she's genuinely like concerned about everything. Like, oh my god, is she okay? She's genuinely concerned. Look, she's a really good person.
Had her with Ty Dolla Sign's sister and that little media.
They manage it. She really does manage her though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she does manage. Her. So she does work with Angel in real life, but Donatella, but hopefully they get to develop her more on the show and you get to see more about her. So
Mm-hmm. Well, After Buzzers, I want to tell you about our network that produces after shows for all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help After Buzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit the subscribe button right now for this channel and check out our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and the live chat, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of talk.
Yes.
The ESPN of talk. Yes. That is a logo. Now that is a logo.
Wait, and then if you're listening to us in your car on iTunes, go ahead and give us a 5-star rating on that also.
Right.
Ooh, our live chat is popping on.
Oh, they're yes. talking about, hey, hello,
we have Jay Lamar in our what's chat saying twerk Ray. Kina Shade says hey. Shout out to Kimberly Mayfield. She says hi. You should be happy, Mr. Ray, that you don't have to worry about getting your face bashed in this season. What happened? Hold on. The King of Shade.
This FYI, my face didn't get bashed in. He slapped me open-handedly, and my hands was over my face.
Okay. So let's set the record straight,
and
y'all.
And this is what got cut, was my wrist. My hands and my wrist got cut by his jewelry. So my face wasn't bleeding. It was my hand, sweetie. But thank you, King of Shade, for watching me on your time.
Yes. And then Kimberly Mayfield has said, who is Donatella? She's pretty much just like a, you know, LA socialite.
She's an LA socialite, PR, and she works in music and talent management. Yeah, so, you know.
Okay. She out here.
She's from London.
So do you think Lyrica G, she was trying to take over that interview, is she living vicariously through Lyrica?
You know, Mama Lyrica is definitely living through her daughter. She hadn't seen her single that she talking about y'all need to go out there and get. She gave us her little serenade real quick. I was like, okay,
I live for Lyrica G. Lyrica G and Mama D are my favorite moms on Loving Hip Hop. Like,
how my mama rolled up on Kay Michelle last episode.
Oh, she was Kay Michelle. She was yelling for her, like, she didn't break my dinner.
She tried sneaking in. She tried, like, pulling Ray. Like, Ray, I'm coming with you. Ray, I'm coming with you.
Going through the red road.
That was so funny when Ray J pulled up. But I can't.
She was super messy, though. Messy. Like, really? Was that necessary?
Mama rolled up to the VIP meet and greet and was yelling for K. Michelle. And then Paris told her, you should be happy, Lyrica's getting what she getting. Oh.
Paris,
my mama like that.
See, my mama gangsta like that too. Shout out to all the gangsta mamas.
My mama would have pushed through that barricade. Damn all these cameras. Yeah, Michelle, what you had to say, girl?
My mama's all sweet and delicate. My mom wouldn't have been in a situation anyway. She's not delicate.
My mama straight out of Compton. Shout out to Cheryl. Shout out to Cheryl and my grandma from Compton. Shout out to Ollie Roo.
Okay, y'all. So Fizz, we pull up to Fizz's Airbnb.
Oh, God.
And, you know, he had to check out by 11 a.m. So AD had to come pick up the shoes for the baby. And the girl came downstairs, and that's how we found out he's dating AD's ex-bestie.
Tiffany.
I'm so mad about that.
Like, I am,
what
too.
What is he trying
so
to
shady.
Do? He's but just like, oh, I know what you guys are going to say. Why am I dating her? This, that, and the third. But, like, come on.
Why are you always messing with the ops?
Yeah, it's like you're a repeat offender. Like, you've been messing with people that Moniece don't care for, don't like, have an issue with. Like, come on, Fizz.
I have an issue with Fizz. Fizz is too fine to be dating the type of women that he's been dating on this show. I mean, Nikki was the baddest one he's dated on Love & Hip Hop.
But what about the other girl, though?
Amanda was not cute.
The one that was dating the best
one pregnant, Kamaya. Is that her name?
Kamaya was cute, but I still would have took Nikki over Kamaya.
Okay.
That's true.
And I just... I don't understand. I mean, I agree with Moniece on this. Like, not just because that's my real life friend before the show. How do you date anyone who continuously threatens the livelihood or the safety of your child's mother? Like, yeah. If Tiffany and Moniece got into a fight and Moniece goes to jail, you do know that you're now a 24/7 dad.
Right.
You're not every other week dad and every other weekend dad. Mm-hmm. You are a full-time dad at that moment with no other help. And you're willing to date someone or entertain someone or give someone a platform that has continuously come for your baby mother, threaten to fight her, and expose different things. Like, right. I just don't understand that. But like I said, we all grown. We date who we want to date. So that's that. But that's
speaking about that, spill the tea on this this crab dinner that y'all had. Look, when Moniece got the news and she was over there texting out of my paragraph, ready for Instagram.
That moment, you know, Moniece will give you a monologue on Instagram. Okay. Moniece will get let it all out.
Yes.
And she will make it very clear. Moniece has time. When it comes to her and her kid and her her livelihood and even her relationship, she has time.
Yeah.
That is, first of all, I was halfway tuned out because I was eating them crab legs.
Okay, I know, they look good.
They called me. They called me like, we need you to shoot today. And I'm like, I'm already doing something else. I'm cross. I'm in Santa Monica. How am I going to get, we got food. I'm like, what kind? They said seafood.
Oh.
I was like, garlic and spicy? They was like, garlic and spicy.
Mama,
I was
like, they know what you like.
We was at the seafood spot. The Krabby Krab.
Oh, okay.
It was at Sherman Oaks.
Yeah, it's right down the street. Yeah.
So I got there. The food was there. They said, go in. Just eat and listen to Moniz. I'm like, all right, we're going to eat. We're going to listen to Moniz. We're going to rap about whatever. We're gonna, you know, we'll find out what we were talking. You know, AD comes in and she lets us know that, you know, she left AD, you know, Fizz's house and Tiffany's there. And I'm like, I'm still eating. I'm not even gagging. This one, I'm like, mm.
Where you my butter? Meet me, look.
Can I get some more butter over here?
Right.
And she's telling us that she done came downstairs in lingerie. I'm still over here eating like, Moni's over here going to work on Instagram, leaving a whole paragraph. And I'm eating my because Moni's, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
So do you feel like by that being your friend that you maybe want to tell her, you know, maybe back off of Tiffany even though you don't like her?
No, because I'm not going to tell her to back off nobody. When you poke with Moniz, she's going to poke you back. She doesn't mess with anybody unless you mess with her.
Yeah.
So even in the situation from the first episode, when the situation at the fashion show happened and she had the chair and everybody thought she was going to throw. She did not throw the chair at Princess. I was holding her. I grabbed the chair and then she got loose and ran the other way. But she thought about it, and I wish they would have showed the deleted clip where she actually felt, you know, bad for even arguing with Princess while she was pregnant. But, of course, that got cut.
Tell me some more about the deleted scenes that we're missing. So
she talked about, well, she basically told the story about what happened with her and Princess. Like, I asked her, what happened with you and Princess? Why are you all at this point? And she just was like, you know, we met years ago, you know, first season, this season happened, second season, this happened, third season before you got here, then, you know, where I was fourth season with her and all that. And she just explained how, you know, Ray, you know, she and him had a close relationship. They grew up together. And then, you know, there was, she did tell
a
story.
They had a fling, right?
Mm-hmm. They had a story where she said that Ray J had invited her to his studio or whatever he has in the Valley. And she said she didn't go. And I joked with her, did she ride a Scooty bike? What did we know Ray J for before Love & Hip Hop? The sex tape.
Right.
We knew him for that.
And One Wish.
And One Wish.
And being Malisha's little brother.
And Sexy Can. I know front already. Okay. Ray J got some hits now.
Wait a minute.
Ray J got hits. But basically, I just want to know the backstory. Like, okay, where did this start with Princess? And then where are we now with Tiffany? Like, either you going to run up on her and catch this, and she going to catch the fade, or y'all just going to keep writing each other paragraphs on Instagram.
It seemed like they was about to fight at the end of the clip. I was like, oh.
They were probably going to fight last year at the reunion had security not been everywhere they were. Like, this has
but
been
it kind of seemed like Moniz wanted, was like giving her a chance to kind of like apologize. Like, she was like, are you ready to move forward?
Right.
Like, are you willing
But how would you feel as a woman if your man, you know, let me just rephrase that. How would you feel as a woman if your ex-boyfriend was dating someone that he knew you did not like?
I wouldn't.
Like,
I had to let one go.
What
I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah, no. I'm going to let both of them go. Yeah, no. Ooh, bye.
And she said, well, I'm done with it. I don't trust you. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be a part of this. And then Tiffany ran up behind her like, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm just too much.
So then it was going back and forth because Fizz was at Benihana while y'all were at the Krabby Krab. He was at Benihana with Tiffany talking to her.
I wonder who paid for that.
Production?
Did they pay for your crab? Did they pay for your
That was complimentary.
Shout out to Mona.
So, Ray J and Prince's house. Ray J is basically telling
That's Princess, their house.
Okay. I knew that was their house because I remember seeing that.
He's trying to get his daddy duties together.
Okay. Yeah, trying to get the daddy duties. He's admitting that Safari told him that he smashed. And Princess is sitting there like, stay out of it.
I'm agreeing with Princess. Ray J needs to stay out of it.
Yeah, I said that too. I was like, no, Ray J need to stay up out of that one. That's
I
way
understand
too messy
how Ray J may feel like he's in a tough spot because everyone is his best friend. But he does
They ain't best friends now.
Oh, okay.
They're close.
Oh. We didn't even come up with a name for their trio. Look, remember our viewers, we gotta come up with a name for their trio.
For Safari,
because you know how the other season we got the Creep Squad, so it's like the three of them. They gotta
I
be
think
called.
Solo Lucci's in that little squad with them too.
Oh yeah, he's
Solo's in there too.
Solo's,
because now Safari might get kicked out.
Yeah.
Listen, Safari might fuck your. Oh, excuse me, Lord of the Sith. Safari might do it to your girlfriend. He can't be in the group no more.
Not the girlfriend, the wife. Right. Like, your wife.
You think he ordered an Uber. He's texting your wife, okay?
Lord. So Marcus and Brooke is speaking of wives. She is determined to get married. She has the ring on. Oh, now yeah, she just has Brooke. To get down the aisle. Brooke. So what is going on with this? She lets him sow his royal oats. However, every
for
time
y'all,
she,
y'all don't know what that means. That means she's letting him shoot the club up.
They're soiled and like what is it? Flourished now.
First of all, Marcus is a handsome man as well. Yeah. Shout out to Marcus.
Shout out, come through the show.
Marcus is a very attractive man. Brooke is a very attractive woman. She gave him a pass. Go out, do your thing until you're ready to settle down. But
do
you
it.
Can't put limitations and rules on who he can and can't do what with while he's
and the
pass.
Time she limit too. Because she was like,
because
yeah.
now.
Obviously. You look crazy wearing a ring while you just telling everybody that you engaged to a man that hasn't proposed to you. Mm-hmm. And from what we saw in the episode,
how he dated somebody else. Yeah. That yeah. whole situation, first of all, them cameras was ooh. Like, hold on, can you give us
his
a minute?
Face the was the, that was the real, that was oh, a real was face. Like,
you know, I thought you didn't want kids.
She but, wanted her moment. That was her moment.
It was her moment. Mm-hmm. But first of all, sis, you can't say you might be pregnant if you ain't taking a test.
Exactly.
Yet. Don't bring that to me.
She's
if you
skinny.
Ain't taking
skinny
no
girls
test
know
yet.
When their body ain't right. You know your body ain't right.
Look, I'm thick and I know my when my body ain't right. Look.
See that too. She knew something felt wrong.
No, she just wanted that moment on TV.
But you don't joke about possibly being pregnant.
Bless her heart.
Like possibly being pregnant means you nutted in me and I might have not pushed it out.
Mm-mm. that vivid image. I was like, whoa.
Oh,
I might have laid out and it wasn't a wet spot. You see what I'm saying?
You didn't take the plan B.
You know?
She, if he even gave it to her, look. Since I wouldn't be out there paying $50 for my own, look, you better give me that money for it.
So,
but Marcus is a good guy.
We have like
in the
family,
end, he would have, you know, been like, all right, well, we did this together, so mm-hmm. I don't feel like he'd be a deadbeat dad, but I know it would be tension with him, Brooke, and Stassi.
Brooke said she's ready to be a stepmama.
That was petty.
She showed up with that
condoms. Shout out to Brooke Valentine. I love Brooke. Brooke is the girlfriend that in your mind you are like, oh, you what? Well, I'm going to be a good stepmama because I'm not leaving him.
She do give me like stage 4 clinger though. Like, real serious. Like, popping around the corner. Hey, family. Hi, kid. Look.
Brooke's one of them girls. Like, if you F with me, you stuck with me.
Yeah.
Like, right. That's what it is.
I'm one of those girls too. It's a great thing to see that Marcus is being there for her.
Yeah, doing her biopsy and all that good
stuff. Doing her biopsy. And thank God that it was negative results
thank
for her.
Thank God for that, yes.
Yeah, so
yes.
Shout out to Brooke for, you know, being healthy.
Mm-hmm. And, being healthy.
And we're trying to see you move towards this, you know, relationship where you get married. We hope you get there. I don't know if this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. What
no,
do you
I don't. I feel some type of way about, like, serious issues being on camera. Like, I don't know. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like my whole heart goes out to her. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's such a blessing that she beat that. But it's right. Like, you don't need the cameras in the hospital. You know
well,
what
the
I mean?
Thing is with Brooke, and we talk often, and when you watch it on television, it looks like it's happening so fast. Mm-hmm. But that was over a period of a couple months when all that testing and all the things were going on. Because
okay.
There was a while where Brooke was not shooting with us.
Yeah.
And, you know, we would, I you know, myself and Bridget Kelly, you know, numerous other castmates, we would check in on her, make sure she's okay. So there was a time, about a couple months, that Brooke did not film with us. And then she came back and she started filming. So, but on the show, you look at it, it's like she's just boom, boom, boom. But she was down for a little bit. So I'm glad she recovered from that.
I think it was a good storyline because
it's some, real,
yeah,
for
some women.
women
need to get their boobs checked, mm-hmm. and we need to get those screenings. So I think putting that out there mm-hmm. will make people's like, oh, she's young. You know, I could go through that too. Let me get checked out. So I think that's important to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let's solo Lucci. He's blowing his money, $20,000 a month. He didn't really say it. He was kind of.
Wait, what?
I was like $20.
How is he
making $20
and 20 cents? He said 20.
How is he making $20,000?
That's what he. That's
where is this coming week? From?
Oh, wait, is it a night?
When
or
he
month?
Goes out,
you said a week.
When he has these orgy parties, he's spending like $20,000.
I think A1 said he was blowing that a night. He was like a night, like, and he was like, yeah. But he was like, bro, you need to invest.
I've been to one of Solo's parties, and they're actually really fun. He's actually really fun to party with.
Are they orgy parties?
I don't think they're orgy parties, but I mean they. He likes strippers.
Okay. That's a normal
party. Just because it's women in underwear and bra don't mean it's an orgy. It's not an orgy until there's multiple entrances being occupied.
Ooh. I think that's what Lyrica brought up on her phone. Like, this is what she was at. She's like,
how the nasty. How you join that porno
but
party?
But it was in the industry. That's those kind of little after hours and those parties go on all the time, though. So it's not like especially A1 is in there. Like, everyone know A1 is with Lyrica. Like, you see him, them nails and pearls and them hair, you know that's Lyrica's man. Automatically. So anywhere he goes, he knows there's a possibility.
Yeah.
Someone gonna snap him and see him. You know what I'm saying?
They're like, looking around. Who in here? Like
you're a whole main cast member, bro. You're in the promo picture. They're going to know you.
Well, it looked kind of turned down when they were outside. So Tierra was outside. That's when she ran to her boyfriend and he pulled her away. And then, you know, Paris and Nikki and all of them were talking. It was kind of low key out there. So
I'm that's here I was for like, Paris's commentary and her messy comments. Like, what? You let Moesha come fight you? I'd be like, you know what? She'd be killing me with her. Mark.
And then we saw LaBritney. So LaBritney
has introduced LaBritney. My girl.
We were introduced to a new cast member. What do we think about her?
I don't really have too much of an opinion about her. It was like a real quick moment that we seen her. So it was like, we got to see her in another little light, another moment, another scene with just her and let's see her.
I did like how they introduced, like everybody don't get a nice introduction because I know I didn't. Neither did Jay Will. But I liked how they brought LaBritney and being that they're both from Detroit, her and Tierra. So it was like like a passing of the torch type thing. Like
First of all, they're the same age. She's talking about, I grew up listening to you. I mean, I guess.
Tierra and LaBritney ain't the same age.
They're not.
I don't think so.
Tierra early 30s?
Because LaBritney said, I grew up listening to your music.
She got to be like 22, 23 then.
No, she ain't that young now. I think LaBritney's there. She's in her 20s, though.
Okay. Because, I mean, she looks good.
I've seen her perform. When you guys will see the rest of the season, Miss Thing puts on a show. She's a one-woman show.
Like,
she dances. I ain't saying she's giving you Patti LaBelle notes, but she knows how to sing within her range, and she gives a full-out show.
Wow. Like, definitely. Okay,
and, you know, I don't hype people up like that, but I'm hyping LaBritney.
Well, we know she's from Detroit, so she's going to fight somebody.
She's not with the slick shit. I'll tell you that much.
Okay.
She said she'll pull up at your mama's house.
Oh, these girls are crazy. So let's get into this romantic evening with Marcus and Stassi.
Look, was it romantic?
Was it? I mean,
it was romantic.
He took her to the hotel. They had rose petals, and then he was
that was really sweet. Cool, 2 cool points for Marcus on that. I see why Brooke ain't running. It's not leaving him. Champagne, rose petals, nice hotel room.
Cameras all around to capture it.
Okay. He lost me with that. I thought you said you didn't want kids. Like,
but,
that's awkward.
But why don't guys wrap it up?
Well, if you didn't want kids, why you didn't pull it out?
Exactly. Wrap it up. Pull it out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sometimes you just be in the throes of passion and you don't want to stop. I get it. But.
It's a light. Look, what is it? A moment of pleasure is a lifetime of pain.
Right. 18 years. 18 years. So the last scene. Lyrica and A1 showdown. They're in matching track suits. But
they are
in
matching outfits.
They want us to believe that they're angry with each other.
Y'all, they were
you
so petty.
You couldn't talk
for,
to me like that.
Y'all, they were so petty for throwing out them fake comments. Yeah. You got fake chin, cheeks, butt,
I'm
hair.
Like, where's this conversation
she's
going
got
right
fake
now?
Nails, curls, dreads. He said he brought her fake jewelry.
Now, that's wrong.
But he called her a bum.
You're not about to marry me and call me a bum. We fighting. Them is fighting words at
you
that point.
You're not going to sit here on national television after I done got you on this show and tell me that all my shit is fake that you bought me neither.
Floyd.
Hollywood ass.
Right. First of all,
Floyd and Lloyd.
If you're married, you're not gonna be talking down on your partner in front of everybody like that. Seriously. That's not right.
I was such a love blog.
I hate to see Lyrica and A1 argue because I've hung out with them as a couple before, and they're super chill. Like, they're the chill, fun couple. Like, I feel like if you could pick another era that they could be from, would be like the 70s. Like, that's how chill they are. Like, so to see them on TV, I'm at home like.
I should text
and ask a question? I don't know.
Always liked them as a couple, too. That's why I'm so surprised to see them with all their drama. And then now Lyrica's, what was that she threw at him?
She threw her ring. She threw a, it was like right here, they have like some shelving, and she threw
a book. I think it was like a book.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a bacon, yeah.
And I saw the security guard just block that off, like, nope.
Yeah. Well, I tell you one thing, Lyrica and her mama need to join the mama and daughter baseball league, because Lyrica, she saw her mama pick that chair up and threw it, and then Lyrica threw it.
They got them arms.
The Lyrica's got arms.
Yes, sir. Well, the D word is disrespectful, I say.
Is that the big word we're using?
Yeah, we're talking about disrespectful divorce. I don't think they're going to get divorced.
No, clearly not. No. You know,
they have a baby on the way. They Lyrica finally confirmed, which we already knew it, but she confirmed that she is pregnant, so I'm excited for her.
Let's quickly do our little news and gossip real quick.
Well, let's get into Guess That Bar.
Okay.
And
close out with our news and gossip.
Yeah, you will close out with that. All right. So, first song... Are y'all ready for this?
I'm gonna sit this one out.
She gonna sit this one out?
I knew this one.
I don't think we heard it. Okay.
Are we ready? All right. Every time I see you, I get a bad vibe. Just thinking of someone else in between your thighs. I thought you were slick.
Avant.
What's the name of the song?
Separated?
Yes!
Without you.
Okay, I thought
we were...
Oh,
look,
here we go.
Yes.
I need to go on Shazam. I would win that game.
Oh, my God. Why did I think that, too? I was like, I'll win that. Shazam. I'm ready. Mm-hmm. All right, next one. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't afford a Ferrari, but that doesn't mean I can't get you there. I guess that's an Xbox, and I'm more an Atari. The way you play your game, it just ain't fair.
Say that again.
Yeah, I'm sorry I can't afford a Ferrari, but that doesn't mean I can't get you there. I guess he's an Xbox, I'm more an Atari, but the way you play your game, it just ain't fair.
Is this Ray J?
Drake?
No. I know it's not fair, guys, because I have to read the lyrics in monotone, and you don't know what the song is, but that's CeeLo Green, F You.
Really? Oh, I love this song, man. I used to love this song.
I do like this song, but I don't know the chorus.
I know. I was like, wait, I don't know these.
Oh, wow. This is throwback.
I'm sitting here like...
You hear? Okay. You hear?
Yeah. Shout out to CeeLo. He has some really good albums.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. His voice is amazing. He's so slept on.
All right. Who got one?
Ray.
So you only got one out of two. Okay. So last one. Let's see. I gotta pick something that's hard. Dang, this one's easy. Since I'm not sure everything, how about I be nothing to you, baby? I want
Beyonce.
What's the song?
Since I'm not sure everything.
To the left.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I wanted to say it.
I finally got one. Oh my God, I always lose these.
You always.
This just wasn't my week. I usually get them.
All right, so. All right. You guys did really good this week with Guess That Bar. Let's get into the news and gossip.
Yeah, so y'all, I don't know if y'all, look, if you was not under a rock today, you'd have seen all the tea that was spilt on the Shade Room today, child. Love and Hip Hop came out the woodworks today.
Listen, I was at home with my weed pen, and I was on my couch with my dog.
I was laying on my couch laughing, like, woo, child.
Retweeting and sending to Masika. But what happened?
Okay, just a real summary. All right, okay. Nicki Minaj went in. Y'all, she had time today to pretty much drag everybody who was coming for her, and specifically DJ Self. DJ Self, he was on Love & Hip Hop New York. I guess him and Nicki pretty much had some conversations. I don't know. I'm thinking it's about Cardi, but I'm not sure. But, you know, she pretty much went to put him on blast. She put Safari on blast. Then
Tyga.
Yes, and Tyga about the hairlines. Yes. Then it was like Jessica Dime came out the woodworks and was like, what's crummy about VH1 checks? Since you was just on Black Ink Crew.
She was.
Nicki said, suck my... I was like, what? Then you had Ra Ali from Love & Hip Hop New York coming out to Nicki's defense saying, girl, it can be on site. You don't want
who
these fans.
Who she want now?
I think she was talking about Jessica.
Oh,
they
first
was like,
of all, Jessica Dime is not no chump. But she did tweet. Jessica did tweet. I hope you keep that same energy because we will see each other. Because Jess is out here in LA for the summer. So.
Oh, okay, really?
She's out here. Yeah, she and the baby are here. So shout out to Jessica.
Hi, Jess. I'm from Memphis too, girl. Come to the show.
Yes, come to the show. I'll hit her up. I'm cool with a couple folks outside of Hollywood. You
okay.
Know.
But yes, y'all, but that was pretty much it. It was just a couple of Love and Hip Hop cast members came out the woodworks to say something about Nicki today. So it got real messy
Don't
on the internet.
Don't talk about the queen like that.
Seriously. I like her part. I love Nicki, though, yeah.
What's your favorite song of the album?
It's like Barbie Dreams. I like Coco. Coco Chanel. And I like Bed with Ariana Grande,
I like
too.
Sir. What about you? Are you listening to it? Okay. Like, yeah, I like Sir with Future.
I'm an old school Foxy Brown fan, so to even hear her on something is just... And it sounds good, because, you know, a lot of these female rappers be putting out music later in life, and it just be like,
okay. Yeah. She still got it. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in and leaving comments and subscribing and giving us a 5-star on iTunes and keeping up with us in the group chat. Mm-hmm. I am your host, Miss Conversation Peace. You can keep up with me on Twitter at M-I-S-S Combo Peace and Instagram at Conversation Peace, like a piece of cake. And keep up with the rest of my panel right here.
Yes, you guys can follow me on Instagram at @_KaylaRenee.
And you can follow me. I'm DJ, also known as Janon. You can follow me on Instagram, Janon Bo.
I love her. She has such great energy.
Yes,
I love
this whole show.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yes, thank you for coming.
And all y'all out there, follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Mr. Ray, everything. It's a blue check beside all my names.
Okay.
M-I-S-S-T-E-R-R-A-Y. I know you haven't seen me a lot this season, but there, trust me, it's a very long extended season, and I'm in a lot. So okay, just keep watching.
Tell me some more before we get out of here. You have some TV shows that you're working on.
Yeah, I have WeTV, 100 and Real, my digital talk show for WeTV is up and online right now. Thank you to everybody who's been watching. If you haven't looked at it, go on YouTube, search WeTV, go down to 100 and Real with Mr. Ray. You can watch that as well. I got Reality Rap on WeTV, and then I got some other projects that I'm in paperwork process of finishing, so I will be working. Ray will be a media mogul.
Yes. Okay. Out there. Yes. Speaking into existence.
Yes.
Well, that's all today, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.